Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance. Stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today we bring you a story which proves that a smart man plays a waiting game, and sometimes even geese do. Our story is written by Charles B. Smith and is called Uncle Fats and the Goose Step.
If anybody was to ask me what kind of a wild creature my Uncle Fats Luther puts me in mind of, I'd say it was a bear. Bears are big and they're clumsy, but they're smart. And there ain't hardly nothing as skittish. No, sir. If they think something's not just like it should be, they take off. Like my Uncle Fats usually does, but didn't the time he spent every cent he owned on a few oversized geese. Me and my brother Wiley Burris were working on a bait barge down at Biloxi when we got a telegram from Uncle Fats saying he wanted to see us right away. So about 10 days later, we were driving over a red clay road headed toward Greenville. Hogging the highway in front of us was a car with two women in it. Wiley started to pass them when suddenly they swerved over towards us and then stopped.
Why, that crazy fool woman.
Wiley, you reckon she's sick or maybe been drinking?
I don't know, but we better find out. Come on.
Oh, get out of the car, Pete.
Good night, Wiley. What's wrong with them?
Why, it looks like something's pestering the birdie, what? Well, now, it'll go away if you ladies will hold still.
Hold still. That wasp will sting me.
Oh, no, ma'am. First place, it ain't no wasp. It's a dirt dauber.
Stop jumping around. You just do what they say.
There. You see? It's gone.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank these two boys, you mean, Peaches.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed, Mr.
Burris, ma'am. Wiley Burris. And this here's my brother, Homer Lee.
Oh, well, we're mighty grateful for your help, Mr. Burris. Homer Lee.
We certainly are. I'm Mrs. John Masters, and this is...
I'm Peaches Drew.
Well... Glad to know you, ma'am. You too, Mrs. Masters.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Masters. Miss Drew.
Oh, you just call me Peaches, Homer Lee, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Burris, you must be mad at me for almost forcing you off the road, but when that bug flew in the window, well, I just lost all control.
Flying bugs are the one thing this girl can't stand.
Well, there wasn't any harm done.
Homer Lee, what you call that thing?
A dirt dauber.
Dirt dauber. Samantha, Homer Lee barely saw it before he knew what it was.
Well, miss, I mean, Peaches.
Oh, I'll bet you know all about birds and bees, don't you, Homer Lee, honey?
Well.
Oh, I just love natural things. And nature, I mean. You'll have to teach me all about it sometime.
Well, Peaches, we better be on our way.
Oh, you're the boss, Samantha. And if you boys would like to see us, you just ask for the carnival set up in Greenville.
Carnival?
The Master's Fun Carnival. Samantha and her husband own it.
Sure do, and Peaches is our star dancer. Oh, here, you boys. Have some pastries. Two each.
Well... Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Miss Masters.
Now, Peaches, John will be wondering what happened to us. Let's get moving.
Whatever you say, Samantha. You remember now, Homer Lee, honey. Opening tonight.
I'll remember. About 45 minutes later, we came inside of Uncle Fat's chicken farm. Only there wasn't one chicken in sight anywhere. And when we got close enough, we could see the whole place was sort of run down. While we got out and headed up the steps to the back porch, we tried to figure out what had happened. Then we shut up when we heard Uncle Fats coming to the door.
Boy. Boy.
Hi, Uncle Luther.
Boy. Wiley. Wiley. Homer Lee.
Sure good to see you, Uncle Luther.
Must have been hard tearing yourselves away from that bait boy. Bait boy.
Well, now, what do you mean by that?
Took you 10 days getting here.
Well, we had to give him some notice, Uncle Luke.
Oh, don't bother explaining to him, Homer Lee. He won't bother listening.
You see, your stomach's still sour, Wiley.
It may be sour, but I can see over it.
Boy, if you weren't my late brother Henry's son, I'd...
Wiley, listen. Who you got walking around in there?
Man who's taking your place because you're so late.
Well, what place is that?
My partner.
Partner? In what?
You come on out the barn. You'll see more.
Well, why the barn? Don't look like you got any chickens left out
there. I ain't.
What happened to them, Uncle Luke?
Sold them.
Sold? How come you do that? Wasn't they laying?
Sure, but I don't have no time to mess around with chickens. Besides, I needed the money to start up my new enterprise. Now, Q, come on, boys. I'm out here bidding the nephews welcome.
Hey, Wiley, didn't that sound like Uncle Tiny?
Yeah. Well, good night, it is.
Where are you, little old hound dog?
Well, Uncle Tiny. That's just fine, Uncle Wilbur.
Man, we ain't seen you since
you was knee-high to a stink bug and a Homer Lee head sucked eggs.
That's right.
How you been, Uncle Wilbur?
Oh, tolerable. That is till a few days ago.
What happened then?
Was kinfolk, close kinfolk, you know. He had me invest in his new business.
Now you'll get your money back, Wilbur, and gravy, too.
Would
I have put in everything I own if I wasn't sure?
Well, maybe.
What?
Just maybe you're a big fool.
Wilbur, you're flapping your jowls awful wide.
Well, I'm wide. Fool, too, for letting you talk me into this crazy dang thing.
Tiny, I'll tell you. Why don't we let the boys decide?
Decide what, Uncle Luther?
If it's a money-making business or not. What do you think, Tiny?
Well, if
the boys say it ain't, I'll give you your money back.
Well, your money back. I know, Luther.
Don't know where I'll get it. Get it, but I'll get it somehow.
Well.
Now, come on. Let's show them what's in the bar.
In the bar.
Well, me and Wiley still didn't know what kind of a business they'd entered into, but from the way they both acted, whatever it was mighty unusual. We crossed over the yard and went on into the barn. Wasn't nothing much to see in there, just the usual farm stuff. An old phonograph and 10 or 12 geese honking around.
Well, I don't see nothing unusual in here.
I don't, eh?
I don't, huh?
Shows how smart you are.
Yeah.
Homer Lee, you wind up that fool again.
Yes, sir.
Fool again.
I'm fishing the geese.
Geese?
Well, they got something to do with it, Uncle Luther?
They got all to do with it, boy. They're trained.
Trained to do what?
To march.
To what?
March. You got wax in your ears, boy.
March like how?
Like anybody marches. Yeah.
Well, you mean keeping step and all that?
Well, beginning to sink in, ain't it? Of course I mean keeping step and all the rest. You know.
Good night. Who trained him?
Me.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you move fast enough to do that?
Did it sitting down on the back porch. After they hired me a small boy and three bird dogs. Bird dogs. Bird dogs. Bird dogs. Coming. Coming, let's go, Wiley.
Sure must have taken a long time to train him.
Did. A heap of money, too. Especially for the bird dogs.
Yeah, bird dogs. They cost a lot. Yeah.
Ten. Son. Yeah. Homely, start up the record of that machine.
Yes.
Yeah, ready now. Pass in review. Forward. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Here. Right turn. Left turn. Eyes,
morning.
Well, even though I was standing right there, it was still hard to believe. Uncle Fats put those geese through just about all the commands there are. And the geese did every one of them. Good as the Biloxi police marching on the 4th of July. When we'd seen enough, Uncle Fats stopped them.
Here, company. Halt! Dismiss! Yeah, well, Whitey, you think I can make money with him or not?
Yes, not. Sir. It just seems to me folks would pay to watch them in a show.
Me too.
There you are, Tiny. You doubting old buzzard.
Uncle Luther, have you let anybody know about him?
Of course I have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I got hold of a show business paper called the Board of Bill.
No,
Board of Bill.
Billboard.
Yeah. Now, I sent some letters off to folks who were advertising it for acts.
Agents.
Yeah, agents, that's right.
You get any answers?
No, not yet, but I will.
Hey, Wiley.
Yeah, boy.
Well, I was just thinking, what about that carnival?
Carnival? What carnival?
A fun carnival. It's in town starting tonight.
Huh?
And me and Wiley know the lady what owns it.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Get that look out of your eye,
Wilbur. Oh, but Luther, this is our chance.
You mean you'd put my marching geese in a cheap, traveling, fun carnival?
Carnival? Sure. Well, besides, half of each one of them critters belongs to me, you
know.
No. What do you mean, no?
I mean no geese I raise from goslings. Are going to be sold down the river.
Well, no, not even if it pays us enough?
They wouldn't.
Well, how do you know?
Because I once owned a fun carnival, and I know what they pay.
Well.
So all of you just shut up. My marching geese are going to work the best places, or they ain't going to work at all.
Well, the two uncles argued about those geese clear till dinner time. Then after dinner, on account of I wanted to go and Uncle Tiny wanted to get away from Uncle Fats, me and him sneaked off and headed for the fun carnival.
Wiley? Yeah, you know, Mama Lee Wiley told me that you've got one of them carnival gals that's sweet on you, huh?
Well, I met one of them.
Amelie, you suppose we can get her to take us a boss, man?
What for?
Oh, we'll make a deal, you know, for the geese.
You mean Uncle Fats changed his mind?
No, boy, no. But to make a mule change his mind, you got a nail in between the eyes with a 2x4, you know. And that's what we're going to do to Fats, you understand?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, if the carnival owner comes up with a good offer, he will once I've talked to him. Why, Fats is going to see the light.
Took us about half an hour to reach the carnival grounds and another 15 minutes to get to the tent where Peaches was advertised as being. After a bit, she came on and, let me tell you, boy. Well, I even caught a piece of her tassel when she threw it from the stage. Of course, a man came to take it away from me right away. And when he did, Uncle Wilbur told him I knew Peaches and gave him a name. After the show was out, that same fella came walking back to us.
Okay, Mr. Burris, still see you. Right through there.
Thank you, sir.
Boy, I'd wait a couple minutes if I was you. Boss is having a word with her.
You mean Mr. Masters?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's who we really want to see anyway.
Come on, boy.
You get back to the tent there.
Chef, can't recognize us. I just won't perform here.
Peaches, honey, that's nowhere to be.
I mean it, John Mason.
Now, baby, you do another show like that when you're going to be in jail before the morning.
But I can't help it. Don't you understand?
Oh, now, Peaches.
Oh, Molly, don't you understand?
Ma'am?
When I get the beat, you know, the rhythm and the beat and a rock with it, well, I just got to let go. Really, I don't even know what I'm doing up there.
Oh, you did real fine, Miss Drew.
Well, thank you. This your Uncle Homer Lee.
My Uncle Wilbur, Miss Peaches.
Oh, please, I'm sure. Yes. And this Miss Master.
Miss Master, could I speak to you for a moment, please?
No, what about?
Oh, about something important, you know.
Well, now, what's more important than my star here?
Well, money's usually worth listening to, isn't it? Money?
Well, you want to come on over to the office?
Yes, yes. Now, Homer Lee.
I'll be right here, Uncle Wilbur.
Homer Lee, you didn't say anything wrong with my dance, did you?
No, ma'am. Not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only,
Yeah?
Well, it bothered me at first. Later, I forgot about it. But...
Well, what was it, honey?
Well, don't all those lights shining on you when you're dancing, don't they draw a lot of bugs?
They would, if I didn't spray my whole body with bug oil before I go on.
Oh.
And besides, keeping the bugs away, it makes me glimmer all over.
Ma'am, you don't need no bug oil to do that.
Why, Homer Lee, that's the nicest thing anybody ever said to me.
Well, I meant it. Yes, ma'am. Seemed like only a minute before Uncle Wilbur was back. And when he got there, he was smiling. On our way home, he told me he'd made a real good deal. Only thing was, Mr. Masters wanted to audition the geese before he signed their contract. Well, the next morning, it took some real talking on Uncle Tiny's part. But along about 11:30, he and Uncle Fats and the geese left for the carnival. While they were gone, I told Wiley all about what had happened the night before and about me and Peaches. Well, they got back a couple hours later, and they sure were happy.
Well, I reckon you and the geese did good.
Yeah, you reckon right, boy. Boy, they were magnificent.
Yes, they were. Just fine, Yeah. Just perfect.
Well, how much did you get?
$100 a week starting Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Signed, contract, and all.
And that's for ten weeks, guaranteed.
Ten.
When do they start, Uncle Lucy?
Start Monday.
Monday.
Take that long to get their music and costumes together.
Pardon me. We're going to have them dressed up like toy soldiers.
No. Now, you know, I said I didn't like that idea.
Pardon me.
They're going to be dressed just like... Who are you?
My name's Grant, Barry Grant. I'm looking for Mr. Luther Burris.
What for?
Well, are you Mr. Burris?
Maybe. It depends on what you want.
Well, Mr. Burris answered my ad in Billboard regarding animal acts for the Amalgamated Theaters and Fair Owners Association.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Well, Mr. Burris, if your geese can do everything you claim, we can open them next week.
You can what?
Open them in our theater in St. Louis.
That's so?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have a contract for 1 year and a check for the first week's salary right here in my pocket.
Well, it won't do you any good at all, because we've already made a deal for them.
The contract signed?
Yep.
Well, in that case, I'd better be on my way.
No, wait a minute, mister.
Yeah?
Yeah. How much you going to pay?
Well, besides all your traveling expenses, $500 a week. What? Good day, gentlemen.
I told you. You traitors. You Judases.
Now, don't get
You dirty mad. Old man, Luther. You Wilbur Burr.
Luther.
Burris.
Now, honey,
you get off my property.
Don't get mad.
Get. The whole kit. Get. Kit and caboo. Kit and caboo. Oodle of you. And don't you come back either. You hear?
Naturally, after that, there was only one thing to do. So, right after dark, me and Wiley and Uncle Wilbur went over to the carnival grounds. I figured we were going to ask Mr. Masters to let Uncle Luther out of that contract. But instead of looking for him, Wiley led us to the exotic dancing tent. And soon as we got settled in there, Wiley left. He got back just before Peaches came on.
Everything all right, Wiley?
Fine, so far. You see the sheriff?
Oh, yeah. Him and his two deputies are sitting right over there.
Oh.
Well, folks, like I said before, you ain't seen nothing yet. No, sir. You art lovers better tighten your seatbelts, because comes now the piece de resistance. It's the star of our show, our own little bell from Dixie, and watch her ring it, Miss Peachy's Groove.
Well, Peachy started out just fine, real ladylike. Then she seemed to get to feeling the rhythm and the beat, like she'd explained to me and Uncle Wilbur. But then something sort of went wrong with her, because she gave a little scream and started pulling and slapping at what she was wearing. Then I saw what it was. It was bugs. Yes, sir, bugs flying all around in front of her, and some of them hitting her most likely. Well, she pulled a little more here and there and tried to keep on dancing at the same time, and the place, well, it just went to pieces. We left right after the sheriff and his deputies arrested Peaches. About 3 hours later, me and Wiley drove back into the back of Uncle Luther's. He was standing outside with a shotgun in his hand.
Wiley, Homily, I'm warning you.
Well, don't need to, Uncle Luther. We got your contract back.
You did what?
Yes, sir. Mr. Masters gave it back to us.
Let's see it.
Here it is.
Well, yeah. Yes, sir. Boy, how'd you do it?
Well, Wiley did it, Uncle Luther. Yeah.
Well, with Homer Lee and Uncle Tiny's help.
Huh?
Well, we knew Peaches was afraid of bugs and sprayed anti-bug juice on herself before every show. So I just emptied the spray guns and filled them with water.
Well, doggone.
Then when she got arrested, we went to Mr. Masters and said we'd get his star out of jail if he'd give back the contract, and he did it.
Well, that... where's Wilbur?
In jail.
Jail? For what?
Well, somebody had to explain to the sheriff what had made Peaches dance like she did and take the blame for emptying out the anti-bug juice, so being as putting the geese in the carnival was Uncle Tiny's idea in the first place...
Boy, nephew's mine, mine.
Romance is produced and directed in Hollywood by Anthony Ellis. Our story, Uncle Fats and the Goose Step, was written by Charles B. Smith and starred Sam Edwards, Victor Perrin, John Daner, William Conrad, Eve McVeigh, Virginia Gregg, Stacey Harris, Parley Bear, Joseph Kearns, and Ben Wright. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Musical supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is our concluding story on romance. We hope you have enjoyed our series. Dan Coverley speaking. Later in the day today, most of these same stations will bring you an exciting and unusual new program featuring Kathy Godfrey. It's called Personal Angle. And with Kathy as your hostess, you can count on meeting fascinating people today and every Saturday from now on. Stay tuned for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.